Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After our next guest spent 2 years in Chile with the Peace Corps, he returned to South Carolina in 1970, wondering how he could continue that diplomatic experience here. Then he discovered that Columbia had a chapter of a volunteer organization that the State Department often refers to as citizen diplomats. He joined and has been helping them receive visiting scholars, students, journalists, and foreign government officials on State Department fellowships now for almost 5 decades. Jim Byram is with the Columbia Council for Internationals. Today he's in our studio. Jim, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So give us a brief history and overview of the Columbia Council for Internationals and your involvement with them.
I really missed, when I came back here, meeting internationals. I love the gregariousness of meeting people around the world. So I found through the Columbia Council, a local organization that's affiliated with the State Department, that they dealt primarily with students at that time. And so here was an opportunity to meet people from all over the world. And I had also traveled extensively in Europe between college and graduate school. So I felt like I was a semi-world traveler and knew something about all of this. And so I also found over the years that they had another part of the organization that was not as large as the student one, where they welcomed State Department people coming down to see how Americans live in various cities. And a typical fellowship that an international might get is one where they would come to the U.S., they would be in Washington for 4 or 5 days, they would get an overview of government and how things work in the U.S., and then they would go to 4 cities around the country chosen by the State Department. And in those 4 cities, volunteer groups, or in some larger cities, these are paid groups, they would organize programs around a theme that the State Department had selected. These themes were usually professional themes, anything from entrepreneurship to teaching in the public schools to judges and civil litigation. And we would organize local people for them to talk to while they're here. Most of these people stay in hotels. The State Department pays for everything. But occasionally we have certain groups that they prefer them to stay in the home. So then we round up people to offer their homes for a short-term stay.
And so how many visitors do we have here in Columbia on an annual basis?
That's a great question. It goes up and down every year. And because we're a volunteer group, we depend on volunteers and interns. We pay the interns, and they're usually university students. But the volunteers make the whole thing work. So those years that we have lots of people volunteering and participating, we might have 50, 60, 70 visitors in a year. And then in years where we're having to struggle a bit to put together these programs and so forth, it might drop down some. We have the capacity to have enormously greater numbers of people, but we don't have the staff, the capability of doing that at this time.
Can anybody become a volunteer in the organization? Are there qualifications?
Generally not. I mean, we're looking for sane individuals that want to reach out and meet people. And if you have some foreign background or speak a foreign language, have traveled a great deal, all these things are very helpful. But we don't weed out people on that basis at all. We're thinking right now that Columbia has reached a size. And by the way, the guests that come here rate us very highly with the State Department because we're generally very hospitable. We're open. We've been working with the World Affairs Council recently, and we are moving towards possibly having part-time, half-time director so that we could have more groups coming through Columbia.
Jim, how does the State Department determine who they give these fellowships to come and see our country?
Well, U.S. embassies around the world identify people that are up-and-coming leaders in their country, and they're generally younger. So you get people like Tony Blair was a person, Margaret Thatcher. I could rattle off people from all over the world. In fact, one of the Chinese premiers was here in the U.S. in one of these programs, and he left a state dinner in the White House early, standing up to say that his plane was waiting for him to fly him out to Kansas, where his host family was waiting on him to have dinner again. And so you get amazing people that we have an opportunity to connect with, and Lord knows what may come of those connections in the future.
Well, Jim, Great information. Thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you very much. It was nice to be here.
Jim Byram is with the Palmetto Council for International Visitors, part of the Columbia Council for Internationals. We will have a link to that organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.